With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Somebody was just kind of doing a little crowdfunding thing for a wedding. It's like, how about a GoFundMe? Have everybody help pay for the wedding.
I'm down for that.
Is it okay? Is it not? It's so expensive.
They were about $5,200 short of what they wanted. And so they were able to raise that. They're up to like $1,200 now. And of course, people are saying it's tacky to ask for money. But what's the difference between asking for gifts? You go register somewhere and ask for things that you yourself can't afford.
What do you think, 680 Wolf?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you spend $10 or $10,000. You're still married. Why blow money on a wedding when you could have just one big blowout party and get married at the courthouse?
Amen.
I like it.
What's your name?
Hey, Kathy.
Kathy, thank you for checking in.
Yeah, hey, I've been married 37 years. I love him every day, but I don't always like him.
I hear you, sister. All right, bye. Bye. Hey, it's the Wolf.
I was wanting to comment on whether or not it's tacky to pay for somebody's wedding or not.
Yes.
And I believe that it is tacky. And I'll tell you, you know, if you want to have all the flash and the flair and the dress and the food and the event, then you need to plan and save for it just like you would anything else.
When
you know, it's not required to have all of that. And I'm someone who's getting married for the second time, but you know, you pick and choose what's important to you, but to ask people to fund your wedding, I think is tacky.
Did you register somewhere because it's your second wedding, or did you not do that?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, what if you just want more money?
Well, we've actually asked our guests not to give gifts at all. We decided we wanted to get married at the beach, and you know, just making the effort and being there is a gift enough for us.
Aww.
So we've requested no gifts and no money.
Chase, did you do that?
Hell no, I didn't.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Lee.
What beach are you getting married at?
North Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
What day?
Right.
In June the 8th.
We're all showing up.
Yep, we'll be there.
Put me down for a shrimp platter.
That's fine. It'll be available. You know what? We're getting married on the beach, and then we're going to our favorite restaurant and bar.
There you go.
And sharing the restaurant with the patrons.
Yeah. Atta girl.
We are doing an open bar until 9 p.m., and then we're going to Ocean Drive and hitting up the dance club. Ooh. I didn't even get a DJ. It's just all about the event and friends and making memories. It's not about the money. And if you can't afford it, then you either need to wait or, you know, find a way, make a way.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Congratulations, Chase.
Tacky or not, tacky to crowdfund your wedding, sort of, you know, hey, can you help us pay for this thing? See, it's such a waste of money to me sometimes when people just go all out for these stupid, over-the-top prince and princess wedding. I can't help but think about the money. I can't help it. I can't stop it.
I went to this wedding. This girl I'd worked with, she got married. I mean, big, extravagant wedding in Philly, you know, like Center City, Philly. And they had an entire dessert room, chocolate fountain, divorced 2 years later. Huh. I was like, oh, you get a refund on those desserts? Or
I like that. A chocolate.
Mom and dad shelled out 20, 30 grand for that wedding. And it's just poof in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. What do you think? Tacky or not? 680 Wolf's the number.
I think it's tacky. When I got married, we actually even paid for the bridesmaids' dresses and the tuxes because we felt if we were asking people to be a part of our day, they shouldn't have to come out of pocket a whole bunch of money for that. And we didn't do gifts. We had people donate to our favorite charity. So I agree with what the previous caller had said. If you want all the flash and the blitz and everything, then you need to save up and plan for it. So that's just my opinion. So
Did anybody go get you a gift anyway? Because sometimes people, even though you say that, like your presence is present enough, or donate to our charity, people still, did anybody still get you a gift?
We got some cards with some money in it, and yeah, we just turned it over to the charity. But, wow. I mean, everybody was pretty respectful in the sense they didn't bring, like, gifts. So,
what's your name?
Laura.
Laura, thank you for checking in.
Oh, no problem. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Laura says tacky, too. It's tacky to do that.
Chaser, are you rethinking?
No. No. Give me the money.
All right, bud. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.